minute. Next line. Yeah. Sorry. Light. Everyone can see? So the Sfasemis was saying the following is sowed. We saw this yesterday. That there is watch this. Kol olecha kpeda lav chatitza mikri. Mikom gam b'kol aguf l'mikri klal tevila. Nei de chatitza lohavi mikom akom holo toval kulo b'mayim. In other words, you weren't in the water. Chatzitza means you're in the water, there's interruption. You weren't in the water at all. Mechrochem the svarazu, din lo kein ha b'kol makom ru b'kakulo. This is the kasha which Rabbi Chanan quotes in Kovar to us from Rabbi Chaim. Hagav yesh lo makzeres ha-kosev, in b'kol makom yesh lo makzeres ha-svaranam. Kein b'soros, af kulon, yesh lo makzeres b'kol makom kein v'na chatzitza lo havi, ein poslim. In other words, if your whole body, the Gemara says in Yevam HaSayin Ches, is no good, even if ain't a makdom. Your whole hair, perhaps, is different. So suggests the Sfasemes Masech Sukkah, Davov Omen Aleph. And the Rambam sounds that way. The Rambam sounds that way. Because the Rambam says, I didn't quote the Rambam over here. The Rambam says, Afilu kol saras rosh hakshurin. Okay, even coal. That means the Rambam is not worried about kulo when it comes to the saros. Then he suggests, well, maybe he thinks Nikonirali, the Tolib Pluk the Dagon of a Rambam. Oh, the Rambam says that all the Seir is not touching the water is okay, because according to the Rambam, the Seir doesn't play a role. That's the famous Rambam we saw yesterday, that you measure the majority by the body. And the hair has no special role to play. So, Mamela, if all the hair is under the water, doesn't touch the water, it's of no consequence. So suggests the Sfasemis. Fine. It's a machlokos hagar achronim. What's the din? According to the Gaonim. Would it be good or would it be no good? There's a Minchas Chinuch and Chav Masorim say it would be no good. And some disagree. So, I mentioned to you yesterday that Briskarov, I said we ended the show yesterday. An unusual combination of the Briskarov and the Rambam and the Sfasemis and the Gemara Masech Sukkah. I'll read you some of the highlights of the Briskarov's piece. It's in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav. So he quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Gaonim. He says, what are they arguing about? He says like this. Everyone agrees that the seir requires bias mayim, because it's a ribuy. That the Gemara has a special drasha to tell us that seir is included in the obligation of tevila. But then he says like this: is the seir kagufo or not? Because Yivam Asayin Ches, we saw kulo is a kpeda. What's pshat? Is exactly the pshat of the Sfasemis come out word for word. It's like this. Says, usually Rubu Kukulo. Afagav Aloch Moshina didn't chatzit to Tolabik Makbidolov. Kemen Shukula Mechusa, can a rain can't be a smaim cloud? It's not in the water. Nothing with the Nichatzitza. Meridik. If you have some be a smaim on part of it, okay. Fine. What about Seir? He says, Shnei guf mehem ba'atzmusan ko'olin in kol ha'torakula. He repeats this phrase many times in Briskarov. I'm not sure what he means by kol ha'torakula. Some on kol ha'torakula, the seir and the guf are considered to be two units. The mele, the bias ma'am shel ha'guf Eino nechshel be as mayim al haseir, and vice versa. Yeah. I call out to Ruchul again. Just say after Abiyas Mayim and Seir, as a special Zeras Akosim. Not that Seir Yekagufo and Yenzer. That should be considered to be one thing. No. That's the Machlokes the Gaonim and the Rambam. The Gaonim hold, even though Seir requires Bias Mayim, and Bias Mayim Shelo is one with the Bias Mayim of the Kol Aguf, and the Kol Magal Meir Yekagufo, the Shnei Gufo and Mechulakimim, and in Etzem Chalos Maisa Bias Mayim. As again, I call it Torah Kula. I keep saying I'm not sure what he means by kol haTorah kula. What?
Nazir is a chil between Seir Guf and Seir Rosh.
Maybe. He's not discussing Seir of the rest of the body. He's discussing only the Guf itself. He doesn't discuss Seir of the rest of the body. That's not what he's talking about. But anyway, that's Epshita. Rov miyut misharin and b'seir lechud. Why? Lo shayach l'tzarf nizeh haseir makol haGuf. Kevin the shnei Guf amem in etzem chalos maisa biyasmayim. Second step. Then a guf mashlim naaseh din biyasmayim. And you found each one rov and mute today. Ram disagrees. No, he says. True, kol haTorah kula. Sarolav kagufo dami. With respect to tevila, the marbina lisara mi es pesoro. Let's not forget that. Es atofel pesoro. That's the old Russia. It's based upon a secondary to the body. Never bezadina da ser khosh ke guf un yenze. Va bi asmaim shel kol guf, nech shav bi asmaim kam a ser. So therefore we're over meet, you follow the entire thing. And this lashon the Rambam. He royally, this is the Dak Rambam. She saro shel adam ke gufahu khosh din yen tvila. This Rambam's lashon against the Gaon. That's his lashon. The eino ke guf bifnei atzmo Kidei Shenomar Rov Aseya. So there's two steps. That's the whole. There's two steps. Step number one is it's not considered to be a separate unit according to the Rambam. And therefore, according to the Rambam, if all the hair is covered, it wouldn't matter. Because we don't view the hair as a separate entity which requires separate Biyasmai. But the Gaonim say, no, they're two separate Gufim, in effect. And therefore, two things follow. Number one, all the hair cover would be no good. And number two, if the majority of the hair is covered and it's makbib, it's also no good. Not kind of Briskerov's piece. It's a short piece, it's one basically one column. But he says the fundamentally so to the same as the Rishvasemes, but he adds a much more lumda shavar and how we get there in two steps. Achronim asks against the Ram to Briskerov, later Achronim, some of his Talmidim, because the lush of the Gemara in Yavamas is Avokulo Chotzitz. According to the brisker of, it's not a chatzitza. It's not in chatzitza. So you're not in the water. It's a lumdisha kasha. I think of a balabadisha teretz. Chotitz means, because it's chotitz, it's not in the water. You know, they're medayik and lush and chotitz. Lavdav. Oh, but now I want to show you something like this. Rabbi Chonon, I don't think I ever showed you Rabbi Chonon yesterday. Am I correct? We didn't see it at all. We should find it here somewhere. Hosafus. Ayin Ches. It's a famous kasha. Umakshin. Kevin the Midrabonon Mia Chotzeitz Havali Makbid. Tevi Chatzitza Midaraisa. Ooh, this is a sharp kasha. What's the rule? Rubu Ben Amakbid Ena Chotzeitz. Very nice. But since the Rabbonim said that Midrabonon is Chotzeitz, you merely become a Makbid. Once you're a Makbid, you should be a Chatzitza Midaraisa already. Woo! Hear what's going on over here? Once your Rabbonim introduced the Alocha, that Rubu Ben Amakbid is Chotzeitz Midrabonon, it becomes a makbid. Once it becomes a makbid, it should become a daraisa. Ooh, wah. A sharp question. I'll repeat it one more time. Rubo veno makbid, the Gemara says, only chotz with the Rabbanon. So yes, kakasha, makshin, the velt, yes, kakasha. Once Rabbanon said that it's chotz with the Rabbanon, now you're going to become a makbid already. Every rubo veno makbid should become a rubo makbid, chotz with the daraisa. Tibet, Kol Moria Grach Zatzal, Grach Alevi Zatzal, Ibrisk. The Ein Ochotis Midoraisa, El Hechad and Makbid Al Kol Arov. Vahacha, Ein Och Makbid El Al Chelik Meharov. Why? Shrim Nasir Migufok Tzas Meharov, Lo Yishar El Amiuch Shein Amakbid, Tishar Migamid Arbonam, Ad Kan Devarov. Chaim is very sharp. What did Chaim say? Let's think, if we give percentages, okay? So you have what? You have 70% is covered. Okay, so with the Raisa, it's not a problem if he's in a Makbid. The Olam asks, what do you mean? The Rabbanan say that Rubo in a Makbid is no good, so therefore he is Makbid. So his Makbid should be no good with the Raisa. The answer is no. He's only Makbid on the 20%. It's not a Rubo Makbid anymore. Once you get 21% down, you're already down to 49%. He doesn't care about the whole 70%. He only cares about the 20%. Once you get down to 20%, 70 minus 20, minus 21, it gets to 49. So he's not Makbid on the whole 70. That's a beautiful, beautiful answer. This is used by one of the Gedolim, Maria Levi, to explain why Kula was Chotitz. Why is Kula Chotitz? Not the Brisker of Zvarot, the Sfasemis, you're not in the water. No, a mathematical pshat. If it's 100% Chotitz, Rabosai, how many percent do you need to knock it down to 49? A whisper take. 51. Oh, so you're Makbid in the 51. So once you're Makbid in the 51, so the Makshin Olam comes true. That's Chotitz Midoraisa. Two steps. Kula is Chotitz, you know why? Because since there's a din, the Rubo Veinam Makbid is Chotitz Midorabonon. So the Kasha, the Olam asked is, so therefore it should be a Midoraisa because you're Makbid Midorabonon. So it should make it a Psul Midoraisa. So the answer is no, Reb Chaim said. You're only Makbid on whatever it takes to get you down to 49%. Yeah, that's true if it's 60, 70, 80, 90, 95, you can get down to 49%, and only it's 46. But once you get to 100, you can't get down to 49 until you get away from 51. 51 is already Ruba HaMakbid. What's the matter? That's what he says. That's the real lady says that shot. It's a very sharp shot. A very sharp shot. Does everyone agree to that shot? There's a bit of a problem. The assumption over here is that you are. Let me come back to this in a minute. The assumption here is that. Let's see if we can find it. Let's see the Gemara first. Yevamos Ayin Ches. That the din of Rubo of Sheena Makbid is also mid Rabbanan in all Tevilus. Now the Gemara has it in what kind of a case? Has it in a case of typical woman going to the mikvah. That's the context of our sugya. Alright? So the Gemara over here says, let's chazer again. The Chitena Mishum Rav Yitzchak. Dvar Toru b'makbid of chotetz, u'b'shen makbid of chotetz. Yeah, the Gemara says it's talking about kula. So look, let's see in Rashi. See the word mishum, shundu Rabbi Yitzchak, zok Rashi. Last Rashi, v'hocha lo kabel by chatitza, high blood the revisihu. The afal gav the amar hasan gazva rubo shen makbid. That's by Anida. Hacha, when it comes to Geirus, Ukim na Adoraisa. You get an impression from this Rashi? There is no din midrabanan when it comes to a Geir that Rubo Shein Makbid is Chotzeitz. No, but then he must says Kula Chotzeitz. So Reb Chaim Moser asks, against this real Levi, your Pshat doesn't work according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the whole din there, what was the Pshat that was given? Since it's a din derabanan, Reb Chaim's Kasha. But then the Rabbanon in a Makbid should turn you into a Makbid. It comes to a Makbid also with the Raisa. The facts aren't true. There is no Dindir Rabbanon when it comes to Rubo and Shein Makbid when it comes to Geirus. Only with respect to women and other such regular tefillahs. Then the whole pshat won't work. Okay. It's a fascinating shayla. Rabbi Chanan has his own teretz to his Rebbe's kasha. So that is a very independent Talmud. What happened? Od Avshalom. The cave of Dino Machbid, Elamishim Psul Tvila, Vilava Psul Lohaya Machbid, Ein Zebichla Machbid. You know what's going on? If you're only Machbid for halachic reasons, you're not a Machbid. Isn't that an interesting question? Shaila. He gives an example. Toys the Russian and Baba Siad Aflam. Olo lehazacha psula. Shud the Nichole. Afshin of Sels Bekach. Nichole should be possible. You call me Kamchash of Nichole. Came in the Bashar Paros, not a Paraduma. Nichole, that the Paros should become pregnant. Fahino de Balava psul Nichole. Others to roots and hold like the rush. In other words, what if it's lo Nichole for halachic reasons? I heard about that kasha. You know what comes up in the real world today? Segregation lo nichole. Lo nichole to be mechal Shabbos. Ah, that doesn't count. You have to measure it on Tuesday. It's the same word over here. Oh, that's the example that we're giving. Fine. So I saw a kasha. They asked a kasha. Oh, remember we discussed before? We saw this in the Sfasemis. That the Sfas said min b'mina nechotzeitz, right? He quotes over here also makshin kana min b'mina nechotzeitz, sugya b'choros. Okay, so he has a whole discussion over here, and others say, you know what the real answer is? We saw that from the rokeach. What about the seir? What about the seir? That's another fascinating thing. He gets the kasha we saw before, rubos kakulo. What's the difference? That's what we spoke earlier from the brisker of steretz. Fine. Just trying to have a chana inside. We'll come back perhaps a little later. Why we make a gzera, Rabbi Osai? Open the Gemara. I've seen the Gemara. Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Take a look quickly. Samach Zayin Amid Beis. See the Gemara says. Dvar Torah, line 3. Ruba makbidala of chotis. Ruba shena makbidala of enachotis. Gaza ruba shena makbid shem ruba ha makbid. The gaza ruba miyuta makbid shem ruba ha makbid. Ligs on ana miyuta shena makbid shem miyuta ha makbid. Goof a gzera. Ana nakem nigs a gzera. Gzera? So there's no gzera, the gzera. Very nice. Why don't we say gzera? Miyut shena makbid. Otu kulo shena makbid. Kulo shena makbid. So daraisa. The answer they give is lo shchiach. Lo shchiach. They ask a kasha about the seir. Seir, maybe it's a little bit shchiach to cover all the hair. The post will talk about the possibility of covering all the hair. The discussion of the dye, we'll get to that a little bit as we go after Yontif and Mitzvah Shem. So I wanted to say the following two possibilities. One, the entire seir is not chotetz. This is what Sema suggests a possibility. Why the difference hurts? According to the lumdus of the Sfaseres and the Brisker Rav, it's not an appropriate gzera. It's a gzera, one chatzitza to another chatzitza. But according to the lumdus of these gedolim, if it's kulo, it's not a chatzitza din. There's no bias mayim. So you don't find a gzera, a chatzitza of a mir to a case of no bias mayim. It's apples and oranges. That's what I want to say. There's more of a bit of a lumdus of teret to that kash. Fine. Gentlemen, we mentioned yesterday that Rav Moshe had a svara that the Zichron Yosef's idea of Bittul Leguf should only apply if it's there forever, not if it's there only temporarily. But we mentioned yesterday that that's very nice Rav Moshe said that, but the Zichron Yosef is Beferish Fakerek, because Zichron Yosef is Beferish that he holds the lumdus of Bittul Leguf, and Afal Piken he holds his lumdus that if it's there for a fixed amount of time, it's not considered to be a chatzitza because it's Bittul for this amount of time. That's good enough. There's a whole post we'll talk about that in Sukkah. I'm going to that right now. If something is bottled for a week, so it's good enough to knock out the psul of the Mala Michof. We didn't speak about Sukkah yet. Today's the last day before Sukkah, so we have to be. I hereby mention Sukkah. Okay, so Yotze. But we learned Sukkah Davov. So we're fulfilling the mitzvah of the Samachta, the Chagek of Sukkah a little bit. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Noda Bihuda says that Muberes the case we just spoke about here in Yevamos. So we say it's considered to be an Eino Makbid. Why? When the baby comes out, it's Makbid. So the other Yehuda says, oh, you see for me along the lines of the Zichron Yosef. Namely, that even though later on to be a Makbid, it's considered to be an Eino Makbid. But open up to the Pische Tshuva, and you see the Chasam, we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, the Chasam Sova is a bit of a different take over here. Take a look, please. Pische Tshuva, Simakuf Tzadi Ches, Sivkoton, Tes Zayin. Here we go. It all starts with another Behuda. The Rebbe Yehuda says, the Kori Makbid should tzricha l'asir b'shas hefzik tara, kem yimei leidah. So the Mechasam Sova is a svara, it's in the brackets. The hasara b'shas leidah lo mikish makbid, shein osa hasara mitam akpada, lo ala tabos, lo ala lichakufa, el lefanos mokom levlad. So he wants to say that if you want it off you, that's considered to be makbid. You don't want to offer. You just want to make place for someone else, to, something else to come out. That's not considered to be a category of makbid. You see from this Chasam Sofer, they did not accept the svara of the Noda Yehuda Tinyana, which is the next right after the brackets. Chelik Yodel Simon Kalam Hey. See, the Noda Yehuda there says in that same piece, which we don't know if he quotes that part over here. He says that since you don't want the right now. It's not a problem. So the fact that later on you want the baby, you want it out of the way, is not considered to be a problem. He brings a raya from our Gemara Yevamos Ayin Ches about the Muberish and the Sgaira that the baby wants the mother. Even though later on the baby wants the mother out of the way. So the question becomes: the Chasam Sofer, who didn't say that pshat, he had a different pshat that you just want to make place. It's not considered to be a chatzitza. So they want to be Medaik, he argues in Noda Behuda and says against the Zichron Yosef, namely, if you want it out of the way later on, it's considered to be a chatzitza already right now. Some Achronim are Dochet, no, later can come at any minute. She's only 5 months pregnant. Well, unfortunately, we do know too well that sometimes later can come at any minute, and that's a whole discussion which the post can have. Fine. Now, Rabosai. We saw yesterday that there's a big fight about what Shitas Rashi is with respect to Gufo. Rashi said that the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which the Gemara has on the Samach Zayin Amud Beis, again is limited to Saro. Rashi has a whole sugya here is talking about Saro. Take a look, Dvar Torah. It says Rubo Ruf Rov Saro. What about Gufo? So the Tosfos of Rashi says Pirush Rashi Dainu Saro. Avobis Gufo, Afilu Miyut Ve'eno Makbid is Chotzeitz. Does everyone agree to that? Now the Tosfos says a bunch of kashas, if that's true, Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah. But not everyone agrees to where the Tosfos or Rosh said, even Miyut Ve'eno Makbid is Chotzeitz Midoraisa. We're talking about the level of Doraisa, Dvar Torah. No. Only Miyut HaMakbid, they say, would be Chotzeitz Midoraisa. Not a Miyut. That's what the Tosfos read. We saw yesterday said that. That answers the first two kashas of Tosfos. Why? Because Rashi will agree that Eino Makbid, such as the Muberis, in the case of Kalin, would not be a problem. According to Tosfos' understanding, Tosfos' Rashi understanding, even Miyach Eino Makbid is Chotzeitz. So what do you do with some of these questions? You have to say that Svasemis is Teretz. Min Mabin Eino Chotzeitz. It's a different Teretz. Fine. That being the case, the whole Gemara of Ayin Ches that talks about whether the mother's chotzeitz is referring to the mother's body on the hair of the uber. Yeah. The hair of the uber. There, it's a ruba shena makbid and a chotzeitz. But in the basar, he would say that even Mir Chen Makhlis Chotzes. Who said so? I mentioned to you before. It's a Sefer Rokeach. Sefer Rokeach is where? Halacha Minik? Mashabi Yavamis Pegoral Kol Saro Afilu Eno Makbet Chotzes. What? Where the one Yavamis on what Saro? Not a word. Not even found there. What the answer is? The Rokeach held that the Min Bemina Eno Chotzes, the only Chatzitza which exists when it comes to the mother around the baby in the womb is the mother's body surrounding the baby's hair. Merdik. It's a merdik adir. The mother's body surrounding the baby's hair. Wow. So now, Rabbi, so we have a very serious halachic problem. Till now, we're discussing lumdus. I always try, but the same way as we started at the beginning of the year with lumdus, so before we got to the real lemaisa. So at the same time now, we had to start the second unit, some lumdus. Now I get to the first lemaisa. Then I have to tell you a story from yesterday. I had three nidah shadows yesterday. I always keep my same mind, the best part for last. Yeah, I'm sorry, I have a question.
How did the Rokeach know the Gemara was only talking about the hair,
and
why not the body?
I presumably because of Mimbi that's the assumption.
But the hair is also, if you're assuming the mother's body is Mimbi Mina with the baby's body, then why is the hair not called Mimbi Mina?
Hair is a separate entity. Again, otherwise, Hailam Shah the Rokeach. I'll show you the Gemara Yavamas. Show it to you. You find me in the Gemara what the Rokeach found. Oh, find me. Look. Here's the Gemara. Here's the Gemara's all over here. We'll go to the links just to finish up the Gemara. What's that noise? This is the worst series I haven't found. It's not found in the sugya. Okay, Adka. Therabosai, open up please to the Sidrei Tara, if you don't mind. Sivkoton Yud Zayin. Sivkoton Yud Zayin. Kuf Tzadiches, Sidrei Tara, Sivkoton Yud Zayin. Okay. Sheberosh Shabbes Hashechi. Tama Shein Makpidin Alzeh. Petzorach Loma. The Marish Ein Rova Sar Sheberosh Nidbok in Elamir. Tim Lokeim. Kevin the Karimalon Das Seon Yidim. That's like the Gonim. Yeah. Verubo Afil Enamak with Chotet. Elakochot Shalom Marish Lon Nidbok in Elamir Saras. Uve Sefer Prishasim is Enistape. Ibin and Rov Ser Shebechol Aguf. Or Rotzaloma. Rova Seishal also Hamokom Shaniksha. Do we treat each section of the body that has what they call a kinu seir separately? Tahinu, Barov Seisha Barosh is the problem. Or Barov Seisha Baguf, Hamokom Shaniksha Sham Hasaros. Could be the base of Shechi, the base of Erva. Ubisefer Teferis and Moshe Kosa, the Barov Echad Meamakomos, Sheish from Seir, Sagya. Could go on Rosh, Rov Rosho, Osei Beis HaShechi, or Rov Beis HaStorim, it's Beis HaErva, V'chadome. V'liodati Echrei Elezeh. I'm not sure who's right. Could be a serious Shiloh. All right. This is a potential problem. It was discussed yesterday. Shiloh had with the woman who forgot to shave on her arms. So, okay, that could be a relevant discussion. But if you follow the entire body, right? Now, what should it then be? Well, let's take a look and figure it out on our own, okay? What would you say? What would you say? If you follow the Gra, you saw the Gra yesterday. Just look, turn to the Gra quickly. Kuv Tzadi Ches Sivkotan Yud Aleph. He calls it Rirosh Negonim. Okay. Rosh Nechshev Maguf. That's what sheet of the Rambam. Okay. And the Golem disagree. Okay. So he keeps using the word Rosh. Right? Mechlal the Reisha Mikdal Chud. That the head is considered to be separately. The head is important. We all know the head's important. That's the Grah. So that's the Grah. If the head is separately important, so it's arguable, so is the Seir Beis HaShechi separately important. Not as important as the head, but from the perspective of the Halacha, that should be its own majority, and Beis Erva as well. However, if you look at the Ran, this is the Ran in the Mar Makomas. Gentlemen, we're going to continue these Shiurim after Sukkos. What's our first day back after Sukkos? Is Ruchak? You have Shiur that day? It's a Thursday, yeah? There's Shiur that day? I think so. Okay, so we'll continue that day. I don't expect everybody wants to be here, but I'm just a realist, but it's officially Shiur, so we'll have Shiur. Okay, that's a long time from now. Is that 2.5 weeks from today? Is that correct? Next year is in 2.5 weeks. I'll do a lot of learning in between. But the Ran in Masechta Shavuos on the Mar Makomos talks about these issues. Take a look, please. The Ran, it goes from Tezvav to Tezayin in the new print, or from Vav Amud Beis to Zayin Amud Aleph in the old print. He explains Shitas Hagaonim. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, you see it with me? Kotav HaRambam, it's the last page on page Tezvav. If you have my edition, if you have the old edition, it's Zayin Amud Aleph, a little bit down. The Rov Sara Kosher Nima Nima Chote Tafa Pishen Rov Gufo Mashal Esvile the came of the Islan Trey Kroy Chad the Sara V'Chad the Soro Kol Chad V'Chad V'Apei Napshi Hu Rov B'Soro or Rov Saro Apishen Rov Gufo Chote. It's clear as day from the Ram. All the hair is considered one unit because all the hair is derived from one single pasuk. Es b'soro es atavol b'soro. Not like the Gra seems to imply. Okay, but now the problem is going to be halacha l'maisa mamish. One of the most important areas of concern in chatzitza is fingernails. Fingernails is like hair. What's common to fingernails and hair, gentlemen? Right, it's called gizo machla. If you cut them off and they grow back. So according to Ferris and Moshe, if you view each and every unit as a separate unit, it's very possible that each and every fingernail is a separate unit. It's not going to run into a problem of kulo, even on a unit as small as a single fingernail. Wow. I'm just, we'll have to go into details after Yontif, but I just want to leave you off with a whoo. Okay. Now I tell you my three shout-outs from yesterday. And we'll end with this. We have to have give the b'china. So I'll try to end a little bit early today in the Shia so we can have more time to do the chazara for the b'china. I don't know where everybody else is. Yes, they're chazaring now. Okay, whatever it may be. The first shayla, a guy comes to me after Mincha Maariv. She was Mincha Maariv, you know how it works. They davened Maariv right after Mincha, and I wasn't davening there. I just came in to make an appeal or something from Stockholm, so I was sitting in the back. He comes to me and says, can I talk to you privately? Yeah, sure. Wait a minute. I think he came after the late Maariv. It was later even. He says to me, my wife is supposed to go to the mikvah tonight, and gave me a bedikah cloth and I can't find it. I said, you're coming to me now? She's in the mikvah. She's in the mikvah now. And there's a cloth you can't find. You're supposed to show me. Talk about a high risk enterprise. She's in the mikvah. Now you're coming? whatever. Because he couldn't find it. She gave it to me. He says, looking and looking and looking and looking. He thought he'd find it. He couldn't find it. So you have to know your customers. He said that she had another one just like it. She showed it to me. It was basically nothing there. And this is the same thing, she said. This lady has a very shtickle OCD. And I got the shadows, which are white, white on white, on a regular basis. So she said it was the same. She can go to the mikveh. That's it. Don't get panicked. Good. That was back. And another question. The lady is a businesswoman, and she's flying all over the place. And today, she's flying from her hometown in the morning to a different town. And she's not coming back till midnight. And she's supposed to go to the mikveh that night. She gets rishus to go to the mikveh in the morning before she gets on the plane to her business trip because she's afraid she's going to come back too late, etc., etc. I said, no. I said, no. Absolutely not. You come when you come back. But what if I get delayed? I said, well, find someone to go to the mikveh for you. Then she starts telling me a whole story. You know? Really, I should have gone to for I should be going to the Sunday night. I said, so no, what's the problem? Well, you know, I have a dika cloth, and I think it's good. I'm not sure. And I did another one. I said, where's the other one? I threw it out. I said, well, was this one like the other one? Exactly the same. I said, go to a rabbi, and if he's passing that this one is good, then the other one is also good. You got to make it tonight. Otherwise, call me back. She never called me back. So I assume that that's okay. Next case. A woman last night was a nurse. Tonight is a nurse. And she's on from 7 to 7 or something like that. And the rabbi calls me. He said she doesn't think she should go to the mikveh. He has to leave early to get to a shift. V'chule. So when can she go to the mikveh? Here's the case, she can't go tonight. She can't go tomorrow night, that's for sure. I said, if it's necessary, she can go on day 8, which is tomorrow. So, but try, told the rabbi, try to see if she can get to the mikveh closest to her place of work. I said, as early as 6:45, 20 minutes after Shkia, which is our time for tefillah on Friday night, she can go on any night when it's the Shas Atchan. Those are the three timing questions. But then, I'm going to revisit the question we spoke about earlier. I mentioned this last week. There was a woman who was having surgery, and once she has the surgery, she can't be in the water for who knows how long. Oh. So I said she should go to the mikveh this morning, I think the surgery was today, before the surgery, day 7, and we're going to pilpul around how about the husband, he's going to call me back. Calls me back yesterday, the rabbi. She has to be in the hospital at 5:15 a.m., surgery is at 7. I said, you're sure? I said, you're sure? At 5:15 a.m. No, I don't care what kind of alos hashachar you have. I can't help you. But then he starts a whole new story. You know, always the stories unravel at the end. Said, you know, really, I'm not sure she's in need at all. Says the rabbi. Said, why? Well, she saw a tiny little bit, taking certain pills or whatever it is. So what she saw is almost nothing. But he knows my psak, which we'll get to as we go later on. I've only heard kulas from me. The only one chum he heard from me so far is that if you're seeing red, you shouldn't be with your husband because it's about my vest. It's not the Ozarua's vest, the place vest, my vest. Okay, that's the only chum I think you heard from me. Am I correct? Any other? Oh, and you can't go to the mikveh, it's day 7. Yeah, that's two chumas. I have all the. Well, here is chumah number 3. I can't go into all the details now, it's premature. But there's a big, big shadow among the poskim, the following case, which is common as day. There's a new thing called a Mirena IUD. And some pills are the same thing. It's hormonal pills that they supposed to remove the period completely. But it doesn't always work. And many, very often, as they call in the Hebrew, in Israel, a tipachot shit. That means every month, she used to see a month, every Rosh Chodesh. Now, every Rosh Chodesh, instead of seeing a lot of blood, she goes on a pill, she sees, let's say, half the blood she used to see. She'll see mamish one drop. Now, one drop, as we'll get to the details later on, does not make a woman a nida. it's only less than the size of a kegris, and if it's found in a davet savu, I am a kabel tumah. There could be many reasons why she's not a neidah. My psak is the chumrah. I'll explain to you why not today. My psak is the chumrah, that she has a tipachot shit every month, the same day of the month, she sees the same drop, she has a neidah the orais. That's what I think. Okay, not everyone agrees with me. So this rabbi was calling me, knows my shita, so he told her she has to be careful. Then he said, wait a minute, it wasn't the same time. It was a week and a half later. In other words, the time that she's supposed to have a period, nothing happened. It was what we call, you know the word today that everyone uses, random. That's the new popular word today, random. It's random, everything's random. Random. If it's random, my psak is, it's not a neither. So she's not a neither at all. Not a neither at all. So then they said, Rabbi, you told her you think she was a status of a neither. Well, I wasn't sure. Then maybe not a neither at all. So I pulled out something which I never told you about. I thought it was too much of a cooler. I didn't want to confuse the Talmidim, but since I passed the base of it yesterday, I got to show it. It's the end of the shiur today. The last thing, this is going to be the last Torah. Rav Moshe has a cooler, which is absolutely mind-boggling, but deep in my heart, I think he's right. And I actually relied on Rav Moshe in my psak yesterday. I kid you not. This is Shuvah Rav Moshe in Eyoradeya. Let's find this, please. How do we get these over here? Whoa. No, sorry. Sorry about that. I don't know what similar it is. Is there a table of contents or something like that?
Yeah, there is.
Is the table of contents printed in the online?
Yeah, you scroll up to the top.
Top?
Because Moshe, at the very beginning, Tochan in Yanim Yishayim.
Ah, very good. Thank you. I forgot the simon number.
That
was. Okay, we'll find the simon. Wow. Here it is, Simon and Hay. Watch this. It's written Zion Tevis Tasham. This is important to know when Rav Moshe wrote these things. This is probably 1979. Rav Moshe was still quite active. Writes to Rabbi Tendler, his grandson. Gives him a mazel tov that baby was born. Okay, so very nice. Av shepasakli binyonim ele habe pamim kfi bachashos chavini kosev luchav hasvaros. Thank God his grandson asked him to write it down. Because if it weren't written down, no one would believe that Rav Moshe said it. I kid you not. That's a pretty big introduction. I believe what Rav Moshe is even true. Isha shepsige betar v'gam mochtocha kol ben ha-shmashas. V'schil nispo shivin ha-kiyim. U'v'yecha mishim ha-kiyim motu ma'ar edam ala b'dika shesos le'otzvich ala hasla demos v'etchila. Im yesh la'atzvich gam hefzik tara af b'di yevet m'v'ros adam mamash b'echim ben ha-kiyim. Oh, she ain't talking of sektar. You know, Moshe is suggesting a chiddush noir of oyim. This is a suggestion. Knock most rabbis' socks from here to the Hudson River. But Moshe is suggesting that if a woman, this is my sabachayom, a woman had a regular period, started on the Sunday, went till Thursday, fine. And then she does a sektar Thursday, it's clean. Friday, Shabbos, she does it, checks herself, she sees red. And she forgets to have Sektara Shabbos afternoon. Rav Moshe is suggesting, no problem, just count Shabbat and Akiyim, Sunday through Shabbos, go to the Mikvah Shabbos without a Hef Sektara. Without any Hef Sektara. Talmidim Shlita in this room should understand where Rav Moshe is coming from. So I told you the same story myself. I didn't go this far. Anyone remember what I was talking about? it's on the Bechina. We discussed the question of, the question was, Rabosai, the question was, the question was, the first a day in which a woman sees, then you have to be very strict about Hefsek Tara, more strict. The details to be seen in the Bechina very soon. Okay, the first day she sees. Frek the Shach, what first day she sees? The Minigar Ramah, you have to, we go on to it for 5 days. Answer the Shach, no, the case we just gave. She saw one through Sunday through Thursday. She stopped, clean Thursday afternoon, clean Friday, whole day. And Shabbat, she sees them again. That's the first day. Fine, that's the Shach's Teresa. Madanim al Divri Chavuda says that Teresa. So we discussed the Shaila and Shir. What will happen if she didn't see Damo, a real flow on Shabbat? She just saw Kesem. So Divri Chavuda himself is making, but it's only a Kesem. What's the Lundus? The whole reason why the first day is Mochamer is why? Huchsuk Mayana Pasuach. Just a Kesem, not Huchsuk Mayana Pasuach. What happened if she did a Bedika? So I wanted to say, and the Five of Cohen suggested it also. Again, just nothing. Just a sorting on a cloth. L'huchsu mayona pasuach. So she should be making there too. You don't need to have sektara moch docha kobein ashmashis. And the Rabbi Five of Cohen was mesupa because today there's no hargosha. So maybe she was argosha v'lavadaita. And I told you that bizman is in my opinion there is hargosha, the regular flow. It's not a regular flow. They wanted to be making. But how much I make? We'll make as much that you have the hefsek tara need not be done ben hashmashes. As a Moshe, need not be done at all. Because the whole reason for hefsek tara is huksamayana pasuach. This is not huksamayana pasuach. Shouldn't hefsek tara at all. Where in the world does Moshe get this from? Moshe, as great as he is, doesn't make up things without a Gemara. As great as he is, you know, it should be say it ready for now. No. Rabosai, there's an important Gemara, which is halacha lemaisa, also very halacha. People don't realize this Gemara. Very, very important. It's not no gale lemaisa in the typical case. Take a look at Rabosai over here. Samach Vavim and Alf. We discussed this once before. The last few lines, Samach Vavim and Alf. The last few lines. Take a look. The last 5 lines. Why? Rashi. She didn't see any blood. But you know, there's a certain hormone surge when the woman is anticipating to be with a man. And at that point, there could be a drop of blood. It's called Dam Chimut. And the more tells a story. Ravina Yisik Lelebrei, Virab Chanina, Omle Savale Mal, Mikhtat Ksubal Arbo Yom. So what they do? They waited, had to wait 7 more days. They didn't know about it. So that's what the kasha against the meal stuck up. They didn't have shiv in the key without even realizing it. But it's a big kasha. Where's the Hefsek Tara? Where is the Hefsek Tara? Turn to the Russian bus. My last vakta. I thought we were going to end in under an hour today. But let's just stay looking in the rush on this sugya. Please turn to the rush. Simon Dalit. Yesh min hagadolim. Shetzkosu she'enot shvicha lo Hefsek Tara. Lo bedika klavim meis sfira, lo tchilas lo v'sofa. Finished. What's derived from Ravina? Didn't know. You see, he didn't know. Afal piken kinsa. Ain't a right klaus of the rush. Dimken afil yeshiva zayin kan klau. Uma toveles hayesh bram tonas shiva yomim. He didn't know. Ella is the pshat. Get a different gears over here. Was the rush come to a conclusion? Look what he says. V'yesh nagadol shekosu by the little kuf she'enot tzricha hefsek tara ava bedika kol shiva tzricha uledatam ani maskim. what's going on? He's masking. You need Shiva the Kiyim, but you don't need a Hefsek Tara. The obvious question is, why don't you need a Hefsek Tara? Why not? Why not? Says the Heilige Madani on the Vos Kuf, look inside. Shem the Roa Machmas Chimud Muetis, who Ubevarish of Sika Betara, even though she didn't know about it. Not that she did it. His words of Sika Betara is misleading. Usually that means she did have Sika Betara. Here it means, no, the blood stopped. So Rav Moshe passed and stopped. Do you believe it? That's where Moshe is coming from. Look at this. Look what he says. Oh. Tam has suffek im niftel of azashem nimse maris dam ala bedika vachazaka hachazaka din isna mayana or she came in shlaros of mamish et de bedika shechnisa ve ufa ve chor mistok ve loza loher yotzi dam ein de kederach vios dam de yotzi adam lechutz mi atzmo gam bestam noshin ve fap ish zu ve pam zu she vios ha zabe vios dam mamish earlier the gam beshefa earlier lo niftel of azachazaka de hoysen ve hefzik tara she nisna mayana as you lot as a shino shem lo khash mishul ze le shema yerod pam kevel and iftel ze khazok at the poskot for the mer or ulai ein sorg le hefsek tara and he gives example to ulai no say goes to a whole arichas dvar and he goes this is goes on forever I'm not going to read the whole thing Poshim lechora, af im higirsha botka motzad mad dam shiotzam mimena, nami ein tzarech hefsek tara. Miach asher yidua shabu chimud. Okay. Mashu, it's only a mashu. Okay. In close to Russia we just spoke about. Oh. We have the uv the zoo. The motzad betoch hazayin yam in the sphere of maradam al ezer bedika du dam shoya bebeis achitzen. That's not so. Echnosis A. Shazel lo shaykh ele b'mashu adam. Shef shli shor b'meis achitzon. Do b'etzem af mashu dam lo motzi l'sak av do chatam ad shame. Shame, not going to shame right now. So he suggests over here, ein sat shuch lefzik tar kidei l'aschun in this po mechadosh shiv nekiyim. Ein l'ach shimach mazeh shiyur shiyotzen mashu dam. Acha shekva poskot in liros b'meis achitzon. Shenim tzai de anokas ein l'ach zemayon ha-pasuch, etc. So you shouldn't need it. You shouldn't need Hefsek Tara at all. That's what he says. He said it four times. Ah, but there's always a dot. Avo. Avo. Mikom go mei shonu b'damim nasa maise. Av shigam istab, okay? Tulai kema shiika chome b'dam shenim tzal b'dikas ha b'kis mei b'odok lo kovel gam veses kiriyas l'chol dovel kam k'betur yivdo yisharach lech v'yachash k'psichim b'yanyanu rak liros mashu kam kelo shein Yotzus Chutz Miatzma, the Bedika Shem Kena Fenoshim Shadag and Livas Behare Dam Beshefa, Ula Shach Lokash Shin Shtanis Ata Gam Yachash for Yotzim and Menu Haribu Dam, Shadag and Livas Shadai and Pasuha Maya and Mashu, Ashlam is Tabe Klal, Omash Dora Shazak Meshak for us with Damim, Nikomakom, Ein Lola was the Rai Brewer, Shalachain, Lovi Kalti La Maisa Ella, Shamar is Dam, Eino Shovel the Dam Mamish. Shumi Amara Shanote Yoseloma Sheino Marada. Rakshana Machmirin Machrisar Bikiashlonu. Yeah. Avakshu Maris Dam Mamish that he rose in Enu, Avshalo Shovel Maradam Shalish Yishtahak and Asaf Sitar. Avam Etze. Look at this unbeliever of Moshe. Rova Pomin Shanoshim Holchos Lechochom Lisho Hemksomim Shalo Shovel Nadam. Kibinos Yisrael Ksherese. Umachmiris bechomash and nidmel and nadumis shalochay nimtzah sheikalti rov apamim. But Moshe was making in this shalos because most of the time, even if he was afraid to say she's not need at all, it's not only a chumrah. The yeshkam shlon is damish a roch shechmar di lhasuch gam efsik tara. Chay matzosil nochel levar yin zeh baorech lalocha vagam eich lahoros lemaise. How do you like that? So I relied on Moshe yesterday. My case was a tipa, it was not the whole thing that was seen was only seen in Hilchos Ksamim. It was never a real flow, a couple of drops, and it was random, it wasn't the same time, but why the rabbi was machmir the first verse, I don't even know. So I thought, based on Rav Moshe, that even though she didn't do Hefsek Tahara, she didn't do it. Her first bedika was Monday, a week ago. And I get the call on Sunday. Now, if you don't need Hefsek Tahara, so Monday could count, if you don't offer the Milstocker, which most postmen don't offer, the Chazanish, etc. So Monday's Hefsek Tahara could be a bedika Yom Rishon. So Sunday's bedika could be a bedika Yom HaShvi. So you have a Rishon and Shvi, according to Rav Moshe, on a Riyah which never really existed in the first place. So Pasna Halacha Lemaisa on that basis, since she couldn't go to the mikveh today, she's in surgery, it's 5:50 in the morning, she has to be in the hospital. And then she can't go to the mikveh, who knows how long, because of the whatever, stitches, who knows what. So I passed her to the mikveh last night. So don't think I'm a big machmir, Rav Moshe. How like that? I pulled Rav Moshe's tshuva out of a hat. You didn't even know. I didn't tell you about this tshuva until now. It was a little too wild. I was going to wait till we got to the sugya of Tzvuli Nase. Since the shana came up yesterday, this is the psak that we gave. So you heard it here. Rabosai, we have to stop now. The rest of the Torah marathon is a time to do a b'china. You can do it as long as you want. You can either do it on a computer, or you can do it on pen and paper. You can do it in Hebrew or in English. You have to go upstairs to run off the b'china. I'll be right downstairs in a few minutes. Okay. I wish everyone a Gemara Chassim
Atom. What does the Gemara do with the Gemara in the Gemara that
some need Hefsek Tahara? The Gemara just says, Shmamina Kesem Tzarech Hefsek Tahara, in. Right. Wouldn't that be a problem? Mm-hmm. It is. Do you see, I mean, I didn't look at the Tshuva that carefully, but you have to look look more carefully. Rabbi Shalushas.
I know. I'm saying I wasn't quite sure that he was Ishtu made the Gemara. I'm just right. Wondering what it does with the Gemara.
I don't see that Gemara quoted anywhere here in the entire Tshuva. But you're asking an excellent kasha. Hope there's a terrace because I gave him sake already yesterday. There better be a terrace. Are we on tape still?
We are actually.
Okay. Good kasha.